Those serving in the military have the same constitutional rights and protections as regular citizens, but it doesn't always feel like that, explains a veteran speaking to reporters Tuesday at a virtual call announcing the campaign.
But the DOD policy is very clear that military personnel have the right to be politically engaged as long as they are off duty, off base, and out of uniform, and make it clear that they're not speaking on behalf of the military. Of course, there's a few other things. You can't, you know, show disrespect to your chain of command, and that would include the president as the commander-in-chief.
Even though service members and veterans are legally allowed to speak out against what the military or United States is doing, service members say they can face harassment and illegal retaliation from their superiors. Members of groups like Veterans for Peace, Military Law Task Force, and the Center on Conscience and War said that's why they're launching the Appeal for Redress campaign. The campaign gives a framework for reaching out to lawmakers, but activists say it also sets up a support system for any military personnel who face any sort of retaliation. That includes a legal team who will have their back if their chain of command finds out about their dissenting viewpoints and might not understand that it's legally protected. But support goes beyond that. Will Hopkins of Veterans for Peace says service members can join the group anonymously while serving. And once they come home, there will be a group of like-minded folks ready to welcome them.
I remember how scary it is to not believe in what you're doing. I was against the war in Iraq while I was there, and I did my job and I kept my mouth shut because I didn't have the spine, the guts, and the conviction that you have. And I just want you to know, not only that we've got your back, not only that we support what you're doing, what you're saying, not only that I admire you, but that I look at you and I see a courage that I wish I had.
Senior Airman Juan Betancourt is an active member of the Air Force. He's trying to get an honorable discharge from the military as a conscientious objector.
Military members are frequently used as pawns in the game of American politics, with our beliefs and personal experiences manipulated for agendas that bear little connection to our lived reality. This appeal allows service members to carve out a modicum of agency and break through this pernicious cycle by dispelling any apprehensions that may impede us from denouncing this unspeakable carnage.
Coalition activists say military members who want to participate in the appeal for redress can go online to veteransforpeace.org. There, they can sign their name onto any one of 5 differently worded letters of objection to the United States' support for Israel. The letter would then go to the appropriate representatives. Some of the letters call on the U.S. to stop sending money and weapons to Israel and appeal to the U.S. government to end its support for what they call the genocidal nature of what Israel is doing. Others say the current approach to the conflict has failed miserably and call for the root causes of the conflict to be addressed. Shiloh Emmeline is a Marine Corps veteran. She explains why military personnel carry extra weight as activists.
It's precisely because we were once the harm doers that we now raise our voices and use our veteran privilege to echo the pleas and the demands of the Palestinian people and their cry for a ceasefire and a right to return.
This campaign is called Appeal for Redress Volume 2, modeled after the first such campaign in 2006. That's when several thousand U.S. military members signed on to express their opposition to the war in Iraq. For Pacifica Radio, I'm Atta Shaheen.